sit back, relax, and grab your earbuds. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
The day is almost here. It looks like after months and months of talk about the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, it could happen this coming week. I'm John Werdock at the news desk in Washington. How should you prepare for that? Should you prepare for it? Straight ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news you need to know.
Joining us on the line from Charlotte is Jeff Carbone. He is the managing partner at Cornerstone Financial Partners. Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, John. Thanks for having me on.
We've been talking for quite some time now, for months and months and months, about this Fed rate hike. So how should we embrace that news? How should everyday investors embrace that news?
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, it's been we're going on almost 10 years, so almost a decade since we've actually seen a rising rate environment. So investors, you know, what they need to be preparing for is the first thing is they need to remember that this rate hike, again, we're trying to get this lift off, and as you mentioned, John, it's been telegraphed by the Fed Reserve that December does look like this is going to be the time where we actually get it. But the big thing to realize is that we're still looking at a small rise, and it's really to follow and watch how quickly and at what pace does the Fed raise. Because if they raise very slowly, it really shouldn't have a major change on the economy. But if they push it too far, we could see the economy really slow down, and we could see recessionary signs. Not seeing them right now, and we don't know to what level, but this is the first time we're going to get this lift off. And as you mentioned, it's been telegraphed. And, you know, and what I've been watching, there was a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, because we were expecting 2015 to get the lift off. We looked in September, and in September timeframe, I think all was expecting that this may happen, and it didn't happen. Market reaction was pretty negative, and the fear of the Fed not raising showed that we were getting very concerned about the global growth and the growth in the U.S., that were we going to slip back into recession? Well, we weren't. And then the October meeting, when they came out and they didn't make that move again, however, they changed some of the language, the initial reaction was negative, but the markets finished up fairly strong. So I think at this point the market is pricing in, or the stock market's pricing in a rate hike. Now it's going to be to what degree do they continue to raise.
There is talk out there that we could have 3 or 4 rate hikes next year. What are you telling your clients about that potentially?
Yeah, no, it's, you know, I think when I look at the Fed Reserve, my hope is that we don't see more than 3. Because, again, the reason for the Fed Reserve to basically raise rates would be to deal with an inflationary economy, which we don't have, a high inflationary, which we're not seeing, and to slow down an overheated economy, which we don't have either. So, what I'm continuing to watch with my clients and with my clients' portfolios is, as the Fed does raise rates, what implications is it having? And I don't see that there would be an implication of a higher inflation, especially with the Fed raising. It's going to strengthen the U.S. dollar, even though it hasn't been showing it lately. And it's going to be in the coming weeks, it's going to be interesting to see how the currency market changes with the U.S. dollar versus the euro and the yen and other currencies around the world. But we also have to see what effect, because if the dollar does start to rise, it's going to affect all multinational companies here in the U.S., because the exports will be more expensive out of the U.S., and it could affect the growth in the U.S. companies. So we have to look at the inflationary as well as, is it stymieing or are we having a stall? Are we stalling the growth of the U.S.? I don't see that happening, but if they raise too hard or too quickly, it could affect the U.S. economy, and it could start us to push us closer to a recession. We know we're going to have to the economy's growth is going to have to slow down at some point. Just don't see that, and I'm looking to see that it doesn't get affected by the rise in interest rates over the next year.
So if the Fed pushes too far, too fast, that could prompt a recession?
Yeah, it could prompt us. Again, we slow down too much. So because we've got a moderately growing economy. We look at expectation of GDP for the next year, depending upon analysts, somewhere in that 2 to 2.5% range. So we're not overheated. An overheated economy would be we're at that 4.5-5%. So we certainly are not overheated and need to be slowed down. So it really we need to watch as the Fed raises. Is the economy continuing to grow, and at what point can the Fed really normalize rates? We don't see normalization probably for 2 or 3 years, but again, it's going to continue to be all eyes are on the Fed. The Fed Reserve has been the market's best friend because we've had a very accommodative a Fed Reserve to help grow our stock markets. Well, now they're good friends. They're just not best friends anymore.
In the coming week, we do get other news. Housing starts and home builders sentiment and consumer price index. But I would imagine this is the thing you're watching. And maybe the only thing?
It's the biggest, for the coming week, it's going to be the biggest, headline and item that we're watching. But, I'm also looking at we've seen over the last week and the last few months the volatility of the oil market is something that we're continuing to watch. Also, you mentioned housing. Continue to look at the global concerns. Is China starting to come back into the mix, and what effect of a slowing China could have on this economy? And then as we're in Christmas and holiday time, where's the consumer? And I think when looking at the Black Friday numbers, the brick and mortar retail are having and did not get the numbers they were looking for. However, you look at the online, looking to do fairly well. So it's going to be watching the consumers, what's happened, housing as you mentioned, but the global and geopolitical oil are a few other items. But the leading one next week is certainly going to be the Fed.
He's Jeff Carbone, managing partner at Cornerstone Financial Partners, joining us from Charlotte. I guess I know what you'll be doing, probably maybe with a sandwich in hand on Wednesday, Jeff.
I'll be listening for every word coming out of their mouths right now.
Yeah, maybe have a beverage or something.
Maybe a sandwich and a beverage involved.
Yes, exactly. Thanks, Jeff, for your time.
Thank you.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.